The squire went to Bristol to find a ship and engage a crew. The doctor, meanwhile, had to find a physician to take charge of his practice in his absence. But at last, a letter arrived from Bristol. Dr. Livesey had me read it out to him one morning while he was being shaved.
Read on, read on.
The crew was the thing that worried me most until a remarkable stroke of fortune brought me the very man I required. I fell in talk with an old sailor on the dock. He told me he kept a public house, but had lost his health ashore and was now looking for a good berth as cook, just to get to sea again. I engaged him on the spot. Long John Silver, he is called, and he has lost a leg. Lost a leg?
Keep a weather eye open for a seafaring man with one leg. You let me know the moment he appears.
What's wrong with that? Many old sailors and soldiers have lost a leg, Jim. Read on.
Oh, where am I? Oh, yes. He tells me he lost it in the service of his country under the immortal Captain Hawk.
There's your explanation then, Jim. Hawk was no pirate. Go on.
I thought I had only found a cook, but between Silver and myself, we got together a crew of the toughest old salts imaginable. Silver engaged all but the sailing master, a stiff fellow, but a treasure all the same. Long John Silver is a man of substance. I hear tell that he has a banker's account which has never been overdrawn. He leaves his wife to manage the inn, so perhaps it is she quite as much as his health that sends him back to roving.
Well, well. It is done now.
Are you worried about something, sir?
I suppose not. Only I don't have the squire's trusting nature. But come, Jim. We shall be on the road to Bristol in a day or two. You better go back to the Admiral Benbow and bid your mother a fond farewell.
I found my mother in good health and spirits. The squire had had everything repaired and had even bought her some furniture. He had also found her a boy as an apprentice so that she should not want for help while I was gone. I'm not ashamed to say that seeing a stranger in my place beside my mother, I actually burst into tears. But the next day, excitement took the place of sorrow as we travelled to Bristol, a good doctor and myself. I was going to sea in a schooner called the Hispaniola, bound for an unknown island, to seek for buried treasure.